Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature of House on the Rock Family Ministries, a ministry that seeks to strengthen men and marriages and families right here in central Pennsylvania. And you know, we've just finished a series on the ministry of fatherhood. And so if you've missed any of those, we want to encourage you to go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and feel free to listen to any of the shows that you missed, as well as learn more about us by clicking on the About Us tab to redirect you back to the House on the Rock website. But today we want to start a conversation that's taken out of a seminar that we entitled Living and Leaving Your Legacy, which is available if any churches are interested in having us come out to do a weekend for families. We'd love to be able to come out and talk to you a little bit more about that. But we want to talk about creating a godly family culture within your family. Mm-hmm. And Bruce, what exactly does that mean, building a godly family culture?
Well, Cap, you know, culture can be defined as a set of patterns and traits of acceptable behavior produced by a group of people. And you and Linda have traveled overseas, and you've experienced culture shock, and, you know, it's easy to see the things that people overseas don't do the same way we do them here. So we know that culture reflects and reinforces the values of its people. And the same is true here in our families as Christians. We want to have distinctive patterns and traits that reflect the Word of God and things that value that shape how we live.
Well, that makes sense, Bruce. But why is creating a family culture so important?
Well, two reasons, I think. Number one is we want to be different than the world. We want the world to see what the love of God looks like through our families. But let's be practical for just a minute and think about our children. You know, they spend thousands of hours a year immersed in a school culture that probably isn't compatible to the ones that we're trying to build at home.
That's true.
And, you know, they're not going around not feeling loved and accepted and cared for at school, but we as parents want to make them feel loved and cared and accepted at home. And it's going to help our kids soften the snubs and bruises of doing life.
Well, Bruce, can you give us an idea as far as what a godly family culture will look like?
Well, there's five ingredients to this culture, and we'll try to cover the first one here today. But the five are loving, being respectful, orderly, fun, and affirmation.
So I'm assuming we're starting with love.
That's right. We're starting with love. Affection is a consistent, loving act of the will. It's the overriding ingredient of our Christian homes culture, and it needs to be love and affection. And because Jesus commanded us to love one another, even our enemies, and I hope that doesn't apply to family. But, you know, the key here is to learn how to distribute affection equally, but not identically to each family member, is because we don't all receive love the same way.
You know, Bruce, we've talked about that before with love languages, mm-hmm. that each of us have a love languages that we understand probably more than others.
Right.
So it's important for all of us as family members to learn everybody's love languages so that we can demonstrate our love to each other and mm-hmm. speak it more effectively. Mm-hmm. But Bruce, how do we as parents create this ingredient, this type of thing within our own homes?
Well, that's a great question, because you see and understand from that question, Cap, that we as parents are the ones that need to be leading this. We're the ones that need to create the culture. We can't afford mm-hmm. to be passive here. We need to be intentionally asking ourselves the question, how can we make our home more a place of love and a place where our kids feel loved and accepted? And then we need to lead the way. We need to make sure we're giving those hugs and the pats, and we're speaking the kind words, we're smiling, that our tones of voice are right. And, you know, all these little things play a huge part in forming that loving culture that we're starting to build.
All right, Bruce, now how does disciplining our children come into play here? Because I would assume most kids probably would argue that a loving culture never disciplines.
I think you're probably right, and you got a lot of good questions here. But I think the best answer to that question is to remember that the Bible tells us that God, our Heavenly Father, disciplines those whom He loves in the book of Hebrews. And as parents, we need to understand that after we've disciplined our kids, that we reconfirm and we reconnect our love for them, and that they don't feel that we're withholding our love as a continued part of their punishment.
Well, Bruce, anything else we can do to create a culture of love and affection in our homes?
Well, I think we need to watch our tones of voice and our attitudes. You know, communication is so important in demonstrating love. And hey, you know, we all come home from bad days when we don't feel loved and we don't feel like loving anybody. But that's why this culture in our home is so vital, because it becomes a place where we can retreat to be restored and refreshed, and a place where we want to come home to very quickly and to experience the love of God.
Well, thank you, Bruce. Good information. And next week, we're going to talk about building respect into our family culture. But until then, let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.